Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Tracy Ryan joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Thank you so much for having us on.
So, Kennedy, you met the first responder therapy dogs on your wicked long walk.
I got to meet a couple of them. I got to meet Riley and I got to meet Birdie. And their people, Crystal and Ben, brought them along. And it was such a lovely diversion as to how bad my hips hurt.
So you guys have an event coming up. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, tell us about the organization, First Responder Therapy Dogs.
Absolutely. So we are a national organization. We're a nationally registered nonprofit, and we basically support first responders and their mental health needs by teams across the country. We have been around for about 4.5 years now at this point, and we've grown from one dog in California to almost 500 teams across 46 states. So we've been growing exponentially. I'm very blessed to have been the first dog as part of this organization on the East Coast and in Massachusetts with my first dog, Sparky. And we have almost about 75 teams now in New England and New York alone, and about 40 teams in Massachusetts by itself. So we have really seen so much wonderful work being done with all these groups across the country, and they all work within their local area for fire, police, dispatch, EMS, search and rescue. And they provide that support where they live across the country.
Tracy, what made you want to join with your dog, Sparky?
So my husband's actually a firefighter paramedic in Canton, Massachusetts, and I had always actually wanted to train a therapy dog and actually originally thought I would bring it to my school, which I do every now and then. I'm actually a high school guidance counselor. So mental health has always been a big deal for me. And when I came across this group, it actually was not only a perfect fit for myself and my family because I'm donating time and volunteering with my dog, but it was a perfect fit for Sparky as well. She loves kind of the chaos that's involved with the first responder world. She loves the sounds and the lights and the people and the uniforms. So it was such a natural, perfect combination of all the things we were looking for. And I honestly can say from the bottom of my heart, it's been one of the most unbelievable things I've ever been able to do, is being able to hold her leash and watch her do what she does for the people that she visits.
And so Grateful Hearts and Thankful Paws Gala is happening November 8th. 5 p.m. in Westford. Tell us about the event and how you're going to raise money.
So we are nationally based, but we have a lot of really big supporters in the New England area. So we really wanted to be able to do an event for people to not only join us who we support, but for people to also get to know a little bit more about our organization and be able to support us in a different way than through a computer and through a website. So we are hosting our first gala. It's going to be at the Westford Regency Inn in Westford, Mass. And we really want this to be a celebration of not only what we do, but the work that we do, showing people what we do, giving people the opportunity to meet some of our teams and have just a great night to celebrate all the wonderful work that these dogs have done across the country, but also right here in Massachusetts. So we really want this to be an event of celebration. We want it to be so positive. I like to say positive. You know, and we want it to just put a smile on people's faces. So whether you are directly connected to our group, whether we've supported your organization, or whether you just want to get to know and support therapy dogs and what we do. We would love to have anyone and everyone attend this event.
Will there be therapy dogs in bow ties at the gala?
We are going to be conscientious of people dressed up in gala wear. We will have one or two dogs to greet people at the door, and then we will have a beautiful collection of visuals and videos just to kind of show some of the dogs throughout the country and what we do.
All right, so the website is firstrespondertherapydogs.org, firstrespondertherapydogs.org, or you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we will send you a link directly to this organization, how you can get involved, or maybe go to their gala as well. And Tracy, you and everybody at First Responder Therapy Dogs are now officially a member of Carson Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much to both of you. Appreciate it so much.
Well, thanks for what you do. We appreciate it.
And thanks for taking the dogs to see Kennedy on the Wicked Long Walk.
That
was serious. Oh my goodness, it was so our pleasure. We loved that.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Tracy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Matthew from Brookline, New Hampshire.
Hi, Matthew.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Matthew?
Kennedy, good luck. Will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck to you as well.
Bye, Kennedy. See you later. Bye. Bye.
She didn't say anything back.
All right, you know how this works, Matthew?
I do.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy, win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, and she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Bruce Springsteen, 76 today. What is Bruce's world-famous backing band called?
The E Street Band.
A list of family Halloween movies for every age range include Hotel Transylvania for little kids, Hocus Pocus for tweens, and Beetlejuice for teenagers. Where does Hocus Pocus take place?
Salem, Massachusetts.
A process server was arrested for trespassing after allegedly jumping a fence at Travis Kelce's Kansas home to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers.
Jumping a 6'5" NFL tight end's fence is a bold move.
Taylor was being deposed in which high-profile celebrity court case?
Oh, I can see their names. I can't give you the answer. Sorry.
Question number four, 383 years ago today in 1642, Harvard held its first commencement ceremony. What are Harvard athletic teams called?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't ever watch any of them.
Question number five. Ben Affleck has reportedly been reaching out to his ex, Ana de Armas, and her new boyfriend. And her new boyfriend doesn't like it. Which A-list action star has Ana been dating?
I don't know. Not good.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! That's all right, man.
Are you still with us?
I am. I am just disappointed.
Okay, that's okay, Matthew. We'll get through this together.
The sound of silence.
We'll give you a big radio hug, my friend. Kennedy?
I appreciate it.
Matthew got 2 out of 5, and he's feeling it this morning.
Oh, yeah, it's a little okay. Hurt.
He's disjointed about it.
He's all right, my guy.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, 76 today. What is Bruce's world-famous backing band called?
The E Street Band.
Tied at one. A list of Halloween movies for every age range include Hotel Transylvania for little kids, Hocus Pocus for tweens, and Beetlejuice for teenagers. Where does Hocus Pocus take place?
Salem, Massachusetts.
Tied at two. A process server was arrested for trespassing after allegedly jumping a fence at Travis Kelce's Kansas home to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers. Pretty sure that's not
pretty
legal.
Sure that's not how that works. But
I hope Travis gave him a couple shots.
What, like tequila?
Yeah.
In the bread basket.
Taylor was being deposed in which high-profile celebrity court case?
The Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni drama.
3-2. 383 years ago today in 1642, Harvard held its first commencement ceremony. What are Harvard athletic teams called?
The Crimson.
Yes, the Harvard Crimson. 4-2. Question number 5. Ben Affleck has reportedly been reaching out to his ex, Ana de Armas, and her new boyfriend doesn't like it. Which A-list action star has Ana been dating?
Tom Cruise.
That is... Woo! Yep, that is all 5, Kennedy. Woo, indeed. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Matthew, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It'll be fine. We still had a good time.
Cheer up, bud. It's just a game.
I still got my kids and my wife to listen, so we're doing okay.
All right, give them a shout out. What are their names?
I got Jillian and Sarah Elena that are on the bus right now, and my wife Leslie that should be back at home getting ready.
All right, good deal.
Sorry, Matthew has dishonored your family with his performance.
I have. I will hear about it at dinner.
Oh, Matthew is still like the real life Eeyore right now.
It's okay,
so
buddy.
Sad.
This is what
you
Kennedy
great.
Does to people with
you
her
did
trivia.
Great. Some
I
people lost don't even get to
trivia.
Come on, man.
Harvard Crimson.
Well, now you know. We all learn.
Now I know.
Justin Baldoni. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Matthew from Brookline, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Just a heads up, we are giving away more Ed Sheeran tickets. He's coming to Gillette Stadium September of 2026. We're giving away tickets for the Friday show this morning coming up at 9:20. It is time for Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You're crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday. Where bad opinions come to die. One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. You can call or text for Hot Take Tuesday. May I go first, ladies and gentlemen?
Sure.
As always, the floor is yours for your 20-minute diatribe. Let's
and
go.
This one is all about you that listen to this radio station, listen to this show. And I say this with all the love in the heart, but you don't want new music. You love your nostalgia. You love your favorite songs because it makes you feel cool. It brings memories. You don't want to hear new music. People text in and say, why are you playing Espresso again? Why are you playing this song again? Why are you playing that song again? You guys love the songs that you know. You love the songs that you're familiar with. You don't want new music. I said what I said.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Producer Dan?
I don't agree. I would like to hear Espresso less, but that's just my personal opinion.
You've lost your mind.
People want to hear what they know and love.
All right, my hot take.
Old. Back in my day when I was playing this radio station in 1925. Go on, Daniel.
I just want to get it all out.
Go ahead, buddy. Let's right. go.
My hot take is red lights should be guidelines as opposed to hard and fast stop signs.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
That is
also insane.
That is ridiculous. What are you talking about?
If I'm pulling up to a red light and I stop for 3 seconds and I look both ways and there's nobody there, I should be able to go.
No.
That's insane.
I do it every day on the way to work.
Listen,
how about between 12 and 5?
It's one thing at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's an absolute other.
Are we talking about bumper to bumper traffic at 6 p.m. on a Friday trying to get to the Cape and everybody's just going to run red lights then? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, if there's cars coming, then you can't go. It should be treated like a blinking red
no,
light.
No, because we can't be trusted
here.
Not to be on our phones and be doing a million other things.
You can't be trusted. I do it every day.
Carolyn is from Boylston. Good morning, Carolyn. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Hey, I don't get the whole Jeep with the ducks thing. What's that?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
A Jeep owner, I would like to say I agree with you 110%. I have no idea what it's about. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of fun when you get it, but I just don't understand the reasoning behind it.
I'm a huge fan. We do it with Broncos now.
Of course you do, because Broncos want to be Jeeps.
You appropriated Jeep culture. That's a whole other story.
I don't care what you just said. Our ducks have manes and tails because they're horses, and it says you got bucked. So you know what? Mind your business. I enjoy it. I leave them on people's cars. I'm waiting to get beat up.
Peter's from Wellesley. Good morning, Peter.
Morning.
Peter's 12 years old.
Pizza.
What? What'd you say?
Pineapple on pizza is delicious.
Thank you.
Tuesday.
I don't know why people hate that, Peter.
It's so delicious.
It makes no sense.
I don't want this segment to make me fight with children.
You're going to fight with Peter about pineapple on pizza?
Oh, you want to go?
Peter, let him have it. The floor is yours.
Peter's voice went up six octaves. Fruit don't belong on pizza, Peter.
Fruit does. Also, it's more healthy.
It's pizza, Peter. It's not supposed to be healthy.
It has all the food groups on it. Were you high? Come on.
You want to go, Dan? Thank you, Peter.
Go to Italy and try to put pineapple on pizza. They will evict you from their country.
Anne is from Milford. She has another
Peter, call anytime.
Hot take about food and specifically condiments. What do you have, Anne?
Ketchup goes on grilled cheese.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
What?
I dip my grilled cheese in ketchup. I don't put it on it, but I definitely dip.
So much better than tomato soup.
Tasty.
I mean, I guess I dip my grilled cheese in my tomato soup, but what?
You've dipped your grilled cheese in melted cheese before. So
yeah, that's true. I did do that. So do you have to pull the slice off to put the ketchup on it then once the cheese is all melty? Or you just do it
you
on
dip. No, you just dip the corner.
Huh. Yeah, you just put a little bit on your plate, and you dip, I dip, we dip, Carson.
I'm going to have to do more research before I come back for this.
I don't eat enough grilled cheeses to have a strong opinion either way.
I enjoy it very much.
Thank you, Anne.
I would recommend.
Suzanne is from Canton. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday.
So first of all, I'll talk fast because I know time is money on the radio.
I love you.
I am originally from Charlestown. So every time you talk about God's country, you catch me in the field.
Let them know.
All right, this is about hot takes, not where you grew up.
listen, we can talk later, Dan, okay? I also, real quick, want to thank Miss Kennedy because thank you for Good Sam. Not Good Sam, for Sam, whatever it is.
Hey Sam.
Because both of my kids have utilized the text thread, and they find it to be very helpful. So thank you for that.
You're going
to
cut her off again, Dan?
No, let her have that
one. All right. Thanks, buddy. All right. So I know my hot take is not quite ugly babies, and everybody else came in real hot today, but Wicked. I am so sick of them shoving Wicked.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Say it louder for the girl across the mic.
Yeah, oh, my God. It's only going to get worse. We got a second movie coming.
The movie was... I didn't like it.
The movie was what?
I don't like it. I don't need that backstory. I don't need it.
Right, for real.
It's performative. I'm with you.
Performative?
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't
much.
Think you know what that word means.
It's
what
it too is. Much. It's over the top too much. Thank you, Suzanne.
Oh, my God,
it was
hilarious.
One of the best musicals of all time turned into a fantastic
I love you.
You too. We love you back. Thank you so much.
God's country and
that is hilarious.
All right.
Hilarious.
All right, 617-655-1234. It is
no
hot
more green and pink, please.
Wicked was a good movie.
Fantastic.
Hot Take Tuesday, 617-655-1234. You have a hot take that people give you weird looks for, or you want to comment on one of the hot takes from this morning. You want to fight with a 12-year-old named Peter? Have at it.
I don't want to fight with Peter. He came at me. He said, you want to go, old man?
655-1234. More Hot Take Tuesday next.
I will suplex a child.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday. If you have a hot take or you want to talk about the hot takes that we shared, my hot take is you don't want to hear new music. You want to hear the songs that you know and love. So don't complain when we play Espresso a bunch because you love that song. You want to hear it over and over and over again. Producer Dan thinks you should be able to run red lights when you seem fit, when it's up to you.
Well, there should be more of a guideline, like a blinking red light. If there's nobody there and you stop for 3 seconds.
I cannot. No.
I got places to be. I'm seeing nothing but tumbleweeds. I'm outie. You should see me driving to work, Kennedy, be mortified.
Some other hot takes that came in. Ducks on Jeeps. Those are stupid. Peter, who was 12, said pineapple on pizza is a good thing and almost got into fisticuffs with Dan.
We're here for that.
Ann said ketchup goes on grilled cheese. And Suzanne, she's over the movie Wicked, which I am just all for. Julie from Cumberland, Rhode Island. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Well, when people drive very slow in the fast lane and on the highway and you know, you try to give them a little nudge, ride them a little, you know, give them a hint to move over. Nope, they want to dig their heels in. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go around. Now they want to speed up like we're in a race.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You know what I do to those people? You're going to love me for this one, Julie. You know what I do? You know what I do? You know what I do? I flash my lights at them. I'll be like, tap, 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 tap on my lights.
That'll show them.
Tap, 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 tap,
they're on,
on
their
my
phone.
Lights.
They don't see you. Tap, they're not paying attention. High
beams on, high beams off.
I've had this hot take before. If you're going 65 in the far left lane, you're causing the traffic.
I don't care. If
the far left lane is for crime.
If you're doing 85 and somebody comes up behind you wanting to do 90, just get out of the way.
Yeah. But the problem is they're on their phone and they're not paying attention to who's behind them. You can flash all day if they ain't looking at you.
It's supposed to be a passing lane, but Massachusetts just says.
Rachel from Woonsocket, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
The moving sidewalks at the airport. They're meant to move.
I agree 100,000%.
So what is your complaint?
Tuesday. People stand and block
people
it.
People will stand. Yeah.
Like you stand to the right, you walk to the left. Sure. I'm not suggesting that you don't utilize it if you need the help and this and that and the other thing.
Right.
That said, the airport, I get there real early. I got time. I'll wait. But some people are running and let them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you do if you
it's
get behind
people
somebody
mover, not a people
who
stander.
Is standing on that thing?
Flash your lights.
Flash.
Just turn your flashlight on your phone. Hold on.
Dan, you've just started something delicious.
Lynn is from Medway. Good morning, Lynn. What is your hot take?
Good morning. Hi. Okay, I'm going to press my hot take by saying I love golden retriever videos that I get on Instagram, but social media is the downfall of our society.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
People get no argument.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's going
to
disagree.
I want to go back to a rotary phone. I want to go back to a clicker on my TV. I want to go back to, it took me an hour to download one picture so I don't get online.
Yeah.
I agree with all of it. I want to go back analog.
I had so much less anxiety when I wasn't staring at my phone every 5 minutes doom scrolling.
I want to ride my bike everywhere and meet up at the 7-Eleven. Yeah,
see where the pile of bikes are to know where all your friends are.
That's it, Dan.
I don't know. That's a hot take. That's just sound advice.
I want to come home and see the answering machine blinking and get excited about it.
You get home and just sit and not stare at your phone.
Yeah.
Brian from Easton, Hot Take Tuesday. What is it?
It is after sitting through a cycle of red light and the light turns green, at the very last minute, the person in front of you puts on their blinker to go left.
Jailable
offense.
It is a request when you have that blinker on to turn. It is a request. It is not a demand.
No, but he's saying turn it on earlier so he can get out of that lane because you're never going to be able to turn left.
Because now you're stuck.
I thought you meant the guy that turns in front of you at the last minute when you're crossing paths.
No, you'll miss a whole light cycle stuck behind that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I got what you're saying. All right. Thank you for that,
Brian. There should
be
more left turn arrows.
That's true, too.
This person is anonymous. Are we allowing anonymous hot takes?
Of course.
It's got to be super spicy then. What do you have?
Well, I
personally think that if you go to a restaurant and you have more than one person at a table, you should have more than one drink menu. Why
it's
do
hot
we have
take Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Is that, are people shorting you a menu?
Why do we have four people around a table all trying to crowd them? We're all thirsty. We want our drinks. We have to take out second mortgages to afford the drinks now. Why do we have one little dinky menu? It's an important decision.
Okay.
It's good advice. Good advice.
Please give us more than one drink menu. I don't think that's anything anybody would argue with.
And maybe...
I'm glad QR code menus have gone away. Those are terrible.
I know. But like, I also have to not only pass around the menu, but we have to pass around glasses in case one of us forgets.
Can we get
we
a little more light?
Anymore.
Is that an old
people
thing?
No, just bigger print. I just want bigger print. You want it's bigger all print? I want.
You don't want 8 font?
I forgot my readers.
Don't joke, Dan. This will be you
one
day.
Oh, I know. I already squinted.
Amy's from Woburn. Hot Take Tuesday. Your last one up. What do you have?
Hi. So I'm sick of people giving me a hard time because I want to help my 11-year-old daughter carry her hockey bag after the game.
It's hot take
I don't know why
Tuesday.
Anyone cares.
Because they're hockey players. They can carry their own bags. They don't need mom and dad carrying their gear. They're adults now.
I know she could, but you know what? I like to. And then someday soon, she's not going to need me to do it, and I'm going to be sad.
It's
so
a bad
in
look.
The meantime, can people just let me help her?
I played hockey at 11, so I have some perspective on this.
Please, yes. Dan.
Does she want you to carry her bag?
Yeah, she doesn't. She would carry it herself, but if I say, honey, you want me to carry that for you? She's like, okay, mom.
You want coach seeing
she
that
plays,
your daughter might be soft and has to have her mom carry her bag? That's
so
the harder take.
Boys. She plays boys. She's on all the boys' teams. She works hard. And you know what?
Do you tie her skates
happy.
For her?
Hey, now.
No, it's a question.
This is a no judgment zone.
No, that's a real question.
It felt hard.
If you've played hockey, you'd understand.
No judgment zone.
But do you?
She could tie her own skates. She has
she
for
can,
a long time.
But does she?
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely.
That's one I never heard, Dan.
Hockey
before.
Lore.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Rebecca from Franklin.
Good morning.
Hi.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're actually off today from school.
Yes.
Are they celebrating Rosh Hashanah? Is that what it is?
Yes.
All right, Kennedy's...
That's kind of nice.
Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Rebecca, you have to answer more correctly than Kennedy to win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Ray Charles was born today in 1930. He is the pioneer and architect of soul music. Which actor won the Best Actor Oscar for their portrayal of Ray Charles in 2004?
Jamie Foxx.
Question number two. Jelly Roll's son lost a game in flag football, but luckily Jelly was there to give everyone a pep talk. He said, you have good days and you have bad days, but above everything, you have fun and you stick together.
I love that man.
Is Jelly Roll in his 20s, 30s, or 40s?
30s.
Question number three. Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be at a hotel bar in Iowa. When she found out she was using her song for her father-daughter dance, Camila offered to sing it live at the wedding, and she did finish the hook to Camila's song, Havana. Take a listen.
Havana, na na. Half of my heart is in Havana, na na. He took me back.
I don't know.
Question number four. Fans are calling John Cena's comments on parenthood refreshing. He basically said he's too busy to be a great parent and that it wouldn't be fair to the child. John Cena played a love interest of Amy Schumer in this 2015 Schumer and Bill Hader led comedy name the movie?
I don't know.
And question number five, a new season of The Voice started last night. Which song did the four coaches perform to kick off the premiere?
I don't know, sorry.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Rebecca, you sound nervous. Hot Take Tuesday's over. It's all love now. You can breathe.
I feel bad. We don't have cable, so I don't watch live TV.
Oh, this is going to be a tough game for you.
I play along in my car, and I do a lot better.
All right. Well, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Rebecca, who works at a school that is off today for Rosh Hashanah.
Sounds good.
The Jewish New Year's, I do believe, Kennedy, yep. If memory serves me correctly. Rebecca got 1 out of 5.
All right.
I was like, what are we doing here?
Forgot.
Sooch.
Those are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ray Charles was born today in 1930. He is the pioneer and architect of soul music. Which actor won the Best Actor Oscar for their portrayal of Ray Charles in 2004?
Jamie Foxx.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Jelly Roll's son lost a game of flag football, but luckily Jelly Roll was there to give the pep talk they all needed. Is Jelly Roll in his 20s, 30s, or 40s?
30s.
He is 40. He will turn 41 in December. Tied at 1. Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be at a hotel bar in Iowa. When she found out she was using her song for her father-daughter dance, Camila offered to sing it live at the wedding, and she did. Finish the hook to Camila's song, Havana. Take a listen.
Havana, na na. Half of my heart is in Havana, na na. He took me back.
And he took me back. To Unana.
That was part of it. He took me back to East Atlanta.
Oh.
Unana.
Of course.
Because Young Thug was on the track. He's from East Atlanta.
Oh. Now it all makes sense.
There you go.
Thanks, Dan.
The more you know.
Ding, 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 ding.
I was trying to figure why Shawn Mendes was taking her to East Atlanta. No, that makes much more sense.
Yeah, no, that's Senorita, that one.
Tied at 1. Question number 4. Fans are calling John Cena's comments on parenthood refreshing. He basically said he's too busy to be a great parent, and it wouldn't be fair to the kid. John Cena played a love interest of Amy Schumer in the 2015 Schumer and Bill Hader-led comedy. What is it?
Trainwreck?
2-1. Question number 5. A new season of The Voice started last night. Which song did the four coaches perform to kick off the premiere?
Havana Unana.
Oh, my God.
You're lying.
I am.
That would have been hilarious.
It was The Joker by Steve Miller.
Oh, so
Band.
Good.
Similar tunes.
These were tough today, Daniel.
2-1 final score. Kennedy gets the win, Rebecca. Those were tough.
Okay.
Are you still with us?
Yes.
Well, I got some good news for you. You just won yourself a $250 gift card from The Voice. All-star coaches Michael Bublé, Snoop Dogg, Niall Horan, and Reba McEntire reclaim their red chairs for an all-new season of The Voice. You can watch The Voice at 8 on NBC10. And congratulations to you. You enjoy that $250 gift card, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rebecca from Franklin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can catch his streaming on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. Producer Dan, this first piece of audio is from where? This is the 815A audio.
This is last June as part of me petitioning to go to an NBA Finals game when the Celtics were in the championship. I had to go read at a school for kids. And this is the Stratton School in Arlington and Ms. Barth's second grade class. And this is me reading to them.
Maya and Raphael didn't even have time to respond because the announcer's big boomy voice called out,
"Attention racers, start your engines. 4, 3, 2, 1.
A buzzer sounded and they're off.
Come on, man. I'm doing voices.
No,
amazing,
Dan. I'm out here.
You read. I would listen. I would sit cross-legged and read and listen.
Crisscross applesauce.
That's it, Dan.
So good. So good. I don't know what it is about you and kids, but it just works. It's funny stuff on the show. What's his other audio?
The second clip is when I was there, I decided to get some audio from the kids. And I believe this was Ethan after I read. Hi, what's your name?
Ethan.
What grade are you in at Stratton Elementary?
Second.
Ethan, if you were principal of Stratton Elementary for one day, what would you do?
Give everyone a detention.
Everybody, even if they didn't do anything wrong?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I like to.
We don't even have detention. Oh.
You guys don't even have detention here? So you would institute detention. You'd rule with an iron fist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you could have any superpower in the whole world, what would it be?
Flying.
You would pick flying? That's pretty cool. Would you use your superpowers for good or for evil?
Both.
Could you tell me about love? What do you think love is?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You haven't been in love yet?
Yeah.
How long before you think you fall in love?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 13,000 years?
There's no love floating around Stratton Elementary?
No.
The teachers.
Oh, the teachers?
The teachers are married.
The teachers are all married? What do you think that's like? No, I'm not married either. I get it.
So good,
that's
Dan.
That's amazing. I forgot about that.
And so we came up with this idea, producer Dan going back into the classroom to talk to kids. Is he going to be reading to kids as well, Kennedy, while he's there?
That was the idea. You can come in, read, mm-hmm. talk to the kids, get some audio,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, be not too much of a distraction, and then get out of the way so you can finish your day.
I'll read a little bit, give back to the community.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we would like to do is do it once a week, every week during the month of October. That is kind of the plan right now. So if you are a teacher and you want to have producer Dan come to your classroom to read, to talk to the kids, bring back some audio, or if you're a parent and you want to help facilitate for Dan to go to your kid's class.
Talk to the teacher first, then get to me.
we'll worry about all the details. But I just want to say if you're a parent and you want Dan to come to the classroom as well, I think that would be fun. And we have a fantastic name for this segment. It is called...
Let me tell you now.
Producer Dan is coming to a school that much is true. Kids say the dentist gonna say hello and maybe read a book or two. Kids say the dentist.
Let's listen up to see what all these kids will say and do.
Kids say the dentist.
Producer Dan, the show is yours. Do that thing you do.
Kids say the dentist things.
Which is just dynamite.
Could be one of the greatest names we've come up with.
I mean, reading is fun. Dan Mental was second.
It was
a tight race.
I love that one.
Yeah.
But this works.
Okay.
For so many things.
Yes.
So here's how this is going to work. If you want to email us, morningshow@mix1041.com, you can tell us a little bit about the classroom and why Dan should come visit. Or you can just drop us a text here in the studio and we'll get you the email that way. You can text us here at 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. Kids say the dandest things.
I think we should skew a little bit younger as well. Because if your kid is in seventh grade, that's lovely, but I'll just get a bunch of eye rolls if I'm trying to read to them.
Oh, I want you like to 11th graders in chemistry class, Dan.
But you guys made it farther in school than I did. I'm here to teach you.
I don't feel like they have folks come and read books to chemistry kids in high school, but what do I know?
I'm going to read the periodic table of elements.
There we go.
Yeah, definitely.
What y'all know about tungsten in here?
Let me tell you about Isaac Newton.
Definitely think in the elementary age school kids would probably work best.
Where they would still think I'm a slightly cool would help.
Yeah.
Right. Where when Dan says I work in radio, they'll say, what is that?
Yeah, they go, huh? And they'll say, that's what your mom listens to.
That's what we're looking for.
Your mom listens to.
So
she streams us on the Odyssey app sometimes.
I know she does.
That's how she finds out what's going on in my life. Because I'm a private person.
Same, Dan. Same.
So kids say the dandest things. If you want producer Dan to come to your classroom to read, to talk to the kids, 617-655-1234. You can text in the studio or you can email morningshow@mix1041.com. That's morningshow@mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Streaming. We are streaming. You can catch us on the Odyssey app, on the iHeartRadio app. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's at Star Market. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the airwaves tonight. ABC said in a statement that his suspension was a matter of timing. They say, quote, last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return to the show on Tuesday. No word on what he's going to say or not say tonight. Mm-hmm. Sinclair Broadcasting, which is one of the major station owners that threatened to boycott, says it still plans to preempt the show until mm-hmm. he apologizes.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it'll be curious. I won't stay up to watch it, but I will definitely be interested to see how he addresses it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
There's a lot there.
Right.
A lot of meat on that bone.
Right. I have to imagine he has a lot of thoughts, and he's had a lot of time to reflect on the support and the vitriol that has been sent mm-hmm. his way over the past week, and how to process all of that has got to be a lot, right?
Yeah. I mean, and it's a scary situation when just one organization can make a decision like this.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
But that's a story for another day. So, Camila Cabello did something pretty cool. So she's at like a hotel in Iowa. I don't know if she had a concert or whatever. And she was at the bar and got to talking to the girl next to her. And the girl next to her was like, yeah, I'm getting married here tomorrow. And Camila's song, First Man, is going to be used for the father-daughter dance. And Camila's like, well, I'm here. I'll sing it for you. And so she did. And here is what she said to the bride.
I'm really honored to be a part of this moment for you, Kelly. And I'm happy to be a part of this, specifically this father-daughter dance moment, because I'm such a daddy's girl, and I feel like your dad, if you're lucky, is your first love, is your first hero, and he's the man that kind of sets the stage for, you know, for the next man in your life.
I mean, cool. It was so cute.
That's awesome.
It wasn't like a big, giant wedding. It was sort of like on a patio outside of the hotel, and she was literally just singing with a microphone, like on a patio.
Sure.
It was, I mean, who does that?
That is just kismet to see the celebrity that's going to be, that your first dance song is about.
Right.
Sitting in a hotel bar.
Right.
And then she's kind enough to just go to your wedding and play it.
Right. Like, please. If this turns out to be some kind of TikTok thing, I'm going to lose my head. But
and
it just seemed very real, and I'm going to stick with
it. Isn't that sad? You always have that in the back of your
head. I hate it.
Oh, you think?
No, I don't think.
Oh.
I don't think. I think it's quite real. Yeah. It seemed genuine. It truly did. But you know how these things are.
But
it's
such things on the internet being staged.
Oddly specific daddy-daughter, you know, dad-daughter dance song.
That's
as
what
well.
She wrote it for. Like she said, I wrote this song about my dad and the moment that one day when I get married. Like that's why she wrote it. So it is a first dance song.
Do you know what the most popular one is?
Daddy-daughter dance song?
Yep. At least it was back in my day when I was doing a lot of weddings. I'm sure it is still to this day.
I don't know.
Unforgettable. Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole, that mashup version they released.
Oh, right.
You know.
Beautiful.
That was a good one.
All right, I'm going to leave you with the hype man we all need in our life, and that's Jelly Roll. And sometimes, you know, we our professional teams need to be hyped up, but sometimes it's your kid's flag football team. His son Noah had just lost in the flag football, but Jelly brought the team together, and he said this.
This is part of it, baby. You have good days and you have bad days, but above everything, you have fun and you stick together. Did y'all have fun out there today?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all learn something out there today?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was a good day in the sun as far as I'm concerned, because of this philosophy we have from this day forward. The Tigers don't lose, the Tigers learn. But most importantly, tell your teammates you love them and you're proud of them, and you're going to come back next week and kick somebody's ass. Go. So we get a Tigers on three. We get a big one.
Break it down, guys.
One, two, three.
I'm ready to play for that flag football team.
Ready to run through a brick wall at the flag football game.
I'll be
game.
A linebacker. I'll take somebody out.
It's a good day in the sun.
That man just was born to be like a Southern Baptist preacher who happened to
right?
sing.
Right? I agree.
He wakes up in the morning being motivational.
I don't know if you saw, too, Kennedy. He just announced he's doing a big thing with her with Odyssey. He's going to do a show in Vegas, I think, like on New Year's Eve or something like that, at the Chelsea, at the Cosmopolitan there in Vegas.
Oh, so. I do love that hotel.
Yeah? Have you been there before?
I've stayed there, yeah. I stayed there when it first opened. I took all my sisters there for the one and only sisters weekend we've ever had.
Yeah. Nice hotel.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Very opulent.
Okay.
She owns everything.
Pre-sale for the tickets go on sale, looks like Thursday. So if you want to go to Vegas New Year's Eve and see Jelly Roll,
why
just
not?
Saying. Let's all go. Show trip.
Tigers don't lose. The Tigers learn.
That's it, Dan. That's it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Lauren from Billerica.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. A reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything that is happening. Lauren, are you ready?
Yes.
22 years ago today, in 2003, OutKast released their double album, Speaker Box, The Love Below, which featured Hey Ya. In that song, Andre 3000 asks, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
Question number two. Today in 1994, The Shawshank Redemption was released. Which actor narrates the movie?
Which actor what?
Narrates the movie is the narrator.
Do you know? Shawshank Redemption? No. Sorry, I don't
remember
know
the
that
first
one.
Time I saw Andy Dufresne.
Question number three.
Camila, is it Tom Hanks? I don't know.
Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be at a hotel bar in Iowa when she found out she was using her song for her father-daughter dance. Camila decided to sing it live at the wedding. What is the capital of Iowa?
Des Moines.
A list of the raunchiest scenes in movies and TV include American Pie, for obvious reasons, Harry's toilet mishap in Dumb and Dumber, and the hair gel scene from Something About Mary. Who plays Mary in that movie?
Is it Cameron Diaz?
Question number five. In a new interview, Rosé revealed that she still had the original demo of APT on her phone and played the track with a completely different verse. Which K-pop group did Rosé rise to fame with?
Oh, that one I have... No idea.
Okay.
No idea. Sorry.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lauren, I understand you're on your way to the Big E right now in Springfield?
I am heading there with my mom and grandmother.
Oh, that's cool.
Gosh, I'm so jelly.
Three generations of your ladies and your family going to the Big E?
Oh.
I've never been out there.
It's so good. The food is crazy.
Oh, it's so fun.
Who's any performances happening today you're going to check out?
I haven't looked, actually. We were going more for the food, like Kennedy said.
Yeah. Kennedy will look it up.
Hank Azaria is there today.
Oh.
Seals and Croft 2 is there. Stompin' Boots Line Dancing, The Big Parade, Circus Spectacular,
Yeehaw.
Shanghai Circus, Swifty Swine Racing. You go for the swine racing.
Oh,
Swifty Swine Racing?
It's little bitty piglets and they race.
Piglet races.
Carson, it's so great.
And each section of the crowd gets one of the pigs.
It's so good.
So it's not, there's no Taylor Swift connection there? Like, it's not, like, they don't have...
I don't know if they're, maybe.
Taylor I mean, some Swift of them have, type. They all have funny celebrity names, and one of them was a Taylor Swift-related
But I think there's
year.
Been racing pigs before there's been Taylor Swift, so...
Why not both, Kennedy?
I know, why not both?
You're going to a fair this weekend.
Woo!
Lauren got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
All right.
These are difficult, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
22 years ago today in 2003, Outkast released their double album Speaker Box of Love Below, which featured Hey Ya. In that song, Andre 3000 asks, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
I would say arguably the greatest hip-hop album of all time, greatest rap album of all time. No?
I'm not going to get into that debate right now. It derailed the entire game.
Question number two. Today in 1994, The Shawshank Redemption was released. Which actor narrates that movie?
Morgan Freeman.
2 to 1.
Oh, okay.
Camila Cabello met a bride-to-be at a hotel bar in Iowa. When she found out she was using her song for her father-daughter dance, she decided to sing it live at their wedding. What is the capital of Iowa?
Des Moines.
3 to 2. Question number 4.
That would have been embarrassing.
Didn't you go to school in that area?
In Des Moines.
I thought it was pronounced Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Oh, it's France.
3 to 2. Question number 4. A list of the raunchiest scenes in movies and TV include American Pie, for obvious reasons, Harry's toilet mishap in Dumb and Dumberer, and the hair gel scene from Something About Mary. Who plays Mary in that movie?
Cameron Diaz.
Kennedy went to Drake University, in case you didn't know.
Sure did.
Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs.
4 to 3. Question number 5. In a new interview, Rosé reveals that she still has the original demo of APT on her phone and played the track with a completely different verse. Which K-pop group did Rosé rise to fame with?
Blackpink.
Yes, yes, and yes. That is a 5 to 3 win, Kennedy.
Yay.
Nice work.
Good job, Kennedy.
But yep. You're not going to eat a deep fried Oreo today. And
I know,
are,
and I'm really sad about it. Last year I had, or 2 years ago, it was a pickle, a hot dog inside a pickle, which was then breaded and fried and put on a stick. Mm.
You know my favorite thing I ate at the fair last year, and I went to many?
Huh.
The deep fried peanut butter and jelly hit way harder than I thought it was
going to. Factual.
Deep fried Oreos, Dan.
No, those are wonderful. I love
them.
Still
a win for me. Let's see what we're doing here. Oh, we have a pair of tickets to give away. You have tickets to go see Adam Sandler September 30th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at LiveNation.com, but you've got a pair of those tickets for free, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you for calling in. 3 generations of your family going today. That's
so fun.
Yeah, that's great. Have a good time. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Lauren from Billerica, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop.
Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, you know I love alliteration.
I do.
All right, wait for it, okay?
I'm here.
Wait for it.
Mary from Milford, who works in merchandising.
Oh, what a time to be alive. What a gift, Mary. What a gift.
No, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sorry. Oh, sure I will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What a nice bubbly personality you have, Mary from Milford.
I just got home from Denver visiting my beautiful daughter, so I'm still on cloud 9.
What is your daughter's name?
Her name is Julia.
It's not an M name. That doesn't work for me. So close.
Oh, shoot.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000, Mary. That'd be a nice way to start your Tuesday, right?
Oh, it would.
Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. This former Patriots wide receiver was just inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame this past Saturday. He wore number 11. Who is he?
He is one of my favorites. That's Julian Edelman.
Question number 2. Michael Jackson tops the list of the best pop singers of the 90s. He's followed by Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, George Michael, and this singer, known for hits like Summer of 69 and Everything I Do For You. Who is he?
Summer of 69, Everything I Do It For You. Oh, my Lord. I know. I should know this, right?
Oh, my Lanta.
Ha! Look at us.
Jinx. Okay, wait.
No, I can't wait. We got to keep it moving.
The name that's popping in my head, I know isn't right.
Okay.
But Don Henley, that's all
question
I got.
Question number three. MTV has canceled this show. It's about people who have never met the person they have been dating to see if they are real or fake. Can you name the show?
Oh, I never watched it. No, can't.
Question number four. Some fans were confused when they thought they paid for tickets to a Casey Musgraves concert at the Ryman Auditorium, but instead it was a live taping of a podcast about mushrooms. That's a different trip. Where is the Ryman located?
Oh, yay. It's in Nashville, Tennessee.
And question number five, Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the airwaves tonight. Disney/ABC says the show was suspended because Jimmy's comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. Long before hosting late nights, one of his first gigs was co-hosting a game show. Name the game show.
Oh, Lord. Wow. The Price is Right.
All right.
I know that's not it.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What do you merchandise?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Mary from Milford.
Well, whatever my boss asked me to, but today I'm very happy to merchandise men's underwear. Jockey underwear.
Oh, I love jockey. Yes. I had...
You do? Are you the...
Am I the one? Am I the last one wearing jockeys?
No, are you the one that pulls one pair of underwear out of each box and doesn't put it back?
No, I only buy mine at Costco, so they come in a large pack.
I love it.
I used to have the poster of Jim Palmer, the pitcher for the Orioles back in the day.
Oh, I remember.
And he was a spokesperson for jockey, and I had that poster on my wall of him in his jockey underwear.
What a time to be
alive. I love
it. Is that weird now looking back?
Yep, but it's okay, buddy. You do you.
Of Jim Palmer underwear.
I mean, it was right next to Farrah Fawcett. I don't know what to tell you.
You like who you like.
A man of many tastes.
Mary got two out of five correct,
all right,
Kennedy.
Well done, Mary.
These are tough. Are you ready?
So. Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Mary. This former Patriots wide receiver was just inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame this past Saturday. He wore number 11. Who is he?
Julian Edelman.
Tied at one. Michael Jackson tops the list of the best pop singers of the 90s. He's followed by Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, George Michael, and this singer, known for hits like Summer of 69 and Everything I Do For You. Who is he?
Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams, yes. Question number
that
three.
That came into my head after I said the other. Darn it.
MTV has canceled this show. It's about people who have never met the person they are dating to see if they are real or fake. Name the show.
Catfish?
Yeah, Catfish, a TV show going off the air after 9 seasons. 3-1. Question number four. Some fans were confused when they thought they paid for tickets to a Casey Musgraves concert at the Ryman Auditorium, but instead it was a live taping of a podcast about mushrooms.
Wow.
Where is the Ryman located?
Nashville.
Was the podcast about like psychedelic mushrooms or just fungi in the woods?
No, psychedelics.
And was it
she's into that.
Called Casey Mushrooms? Like, how did you get that wrong? What was the title of the show?
Hold on.
No, you do your job.
I had this story.
So was Casey there doing the podcast about mushrooms?
Yes, yeah. She was in this podcast of other people hosting it.
Okay.
4-2, question number five. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the airwaves tonight. Disney/ABC says the show was suspended because Jimmy's comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. Long before hosting late nights, one of his first gigs was co-hosting a game show. Can you name the game show?
Did he do remote control? What was it?
Long before Campy Kennedy, there was a game called Win Ben Stein's Money.
Yeah.
Emmy Award winning Jimmy Kimmel.
It was such a good show.
Fantastic show, yes. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
I completely forgot about that.
Oh, darn it.
Yep.
It's all right, girl. We had fun.
I know. I did have fun.
And we got to talk about Jim Palmer in his jockey underwear. That is just a win.
Exactly.
Go look up that photo, Dan.
You could have found a poster of him pitching.
I had one of those, too.
Exactly.
Why?
There's nothing wrong with admiring the male form. Yeah. Nothing.
Listen, I'm not shaming him.
He had great chest hair is what I remember, too. I was just so jealous.
He was a man's man.
Yeah, I had no chest hair. And I was like, that's cool. Anyway, Mary, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi. My name is Mary from Milford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.